Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Never Have I Ever, Parenting Edition, where we talk about sirens, smells, sanitary napkins, and more. And we wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 209. Laura, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Shauna?
I'm good. What is your check-in for the week?
All right, so you know what my check-in is because it involves you.
Ooh.
Quite intimately. that sounds like we're going to announce that we are getting married. And
Yeah.
No. We did, though, have a very fun getaway together.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to a hotel for a night. You, mm-hmm. me, and our friend Jen to celebrate my 40th birthday.
Yes, and it was awesome and so fun. And we left the kids and dads at home. Sorry, guys.
And what was so significant about it for me, other than it being my 40th birthday and it just being such a fun weekend, was that this was the very first time I had ever been away from both kids overnight.
Yeah, that's huge.
I have not had a day off of parenting in almost 3.5 years, Shauna.
Wow. So how did it feel?
Oh, it felt awesome. It felt great. I mean, I have to say that one night maybe isn't quite enough to counteract 3.5 years of stress and 2 years of pandemic.
Uh-huh.
But it's a good start, you know? Like
it is. And I should say, we all got separate rooms at
yes.
the hotel because we're like, we all just need some alone time to sleep and sleep in and whatever. So that's what we did. So you got some like nice alone bedtime, quiet mm-hmm. sleeping time, yeah?
Yes, we did. So we got there early and sat at like the pool bar and had a drink and snacks. And then we went to dinner and had some more drinks. Not too many, though, because we were all like, no, we want to sleep well.
Yes.
And then we thought we were going to like do stuff after dinner. But instead, we were all like, how about instead we all go to bed?
It was like 10, right? I mean, that's bedtime.
Yeah, it was 10. And I think like originally we were thinking, oh, we'll do like face masks and have a little sleepover type thing and then retreat back to our room. So we're like,
right.
Fuck it. We're old and we have kids. Let's go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice to not have to do the whole bedtime routine, you know, just like I got myself ready at like 6 p.m. to go to dinner. It was just so nice.
It felt so luxurious and not in the like, I'm in a fancy place. It's like the luxury of having the time to take care of yourself without feeling like there's some ticking clock behind you. Like, oh, Augie's about to have a meltdown. Like, you better get down there before someone notices you're gone, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it definitely just was a very lovely little getaway, just one night. And, you know, there were some logistical issues that I had to attend to since I was still, you know, breastfeeding Sebastian mm-hmm. or am still breastfeeding Sebastian. Didn't change over the last 3 days.
Uh-huh.
I had to actually pump while we were there,
right.
Which I haven't pumped in months because I kind of stopped pumping after I finished my donation like pumping sessions. I pumped until just a little after Sebastian was a year. Like I pumped for the donation up to his 12 month birthday, his 1 year birthday, I should say. And then I pumped a little bit more. So I had like a stash in the freezer and then I hadn't touched that pump again. Like no way was I going to pump because we don't use it, you know, because I'm always around.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually had an issue, which was I looked in our freezer like leading up to our little getaway and I was like, oh, crap. We only have like 3 bags of milk in here because I've been giving it away. Like I had a little bit more than that, but I kept seeing posts from like moms who were having trouble finding formula during this shortage we've been having. And mm-hmm. so I've just been like, I'll give you a few bags. Sure. Like here's some bags of milk. Go crazy. You know, like I don't need them. And then I was like, oh, shoot, I am going away. I'm going to need some. So I actually had to pump a little bit in the days leading up to leaving too to make sure there was enough
right
in the freezer. But the good news is I can still pump. Like I was actually pretty surprised at how much I got out when were at the hotel room. Like, I wasn't sure. Like, my baby, like, he just this week turned 16 months. You know, it's like, you know, the boobs start slowing down around that time. But or they do for a lot of people. But I guess he's kept my supply up because he is a little boob monster. So, yeah. So I pumped instead of going straight to bed that night. I pumped. But I sat there and watched like HGTV while pumping. And then I laid my head down on that beautiful, soft pillow with no like children are around. And I fell asleep. And then I woke up at 6 a.m. and was like, no. Slept some more. Woke up at 8. And then I was like, this is more reasonable. I ordered room service breakfast and had it delivered. And it was just wonderful. So
nice. I love it. Well, how did the kids feel about you going away? How did they react when you told them?
They did not seem to care, I guess. Like, I mean, it seemed like everything went fine. Sherry, my mother-in-law, came to help Corey with bedtimes and stuff because it's still a little crazy with the two of them at bedtime. And, you know, Augie just loves when grandma comes to visit. So he doesn't even care. Like, he didn't even... I don't even think he wanted to give me a hug goodbye. He was just excited that grandma was there and that she brought her dog, you know? And, you know, grandma got to do bedtime for him. And so he got to have her read 5 million books and just nice. Like stretch it out to eternity. So, yeah, he didn't care. Sebastian took a bottle. I know he's a little old for bottles, but like we figured you give him a bottle like 3 times a year. It's probably not creating a bad habit or going to make his teeth like go rotten or something. So he took a bottle and went down fine. Apparently he did wake up at 4:30 in the morning that day and would not go back down. So when I got home, Corey was a little frazzled. The kids seemed fine. Corey was like, hi, here, take a baby.
Yeah, so tiring.
So tiring. Yeah. But no, they seemed okay, which made me feel good because I think I worried a little too much about how they would react if I were to leave and do stuff on my own. You know, I think maybe I was projecting a little bit of, you know, anxiety onto them because it turns out they were fine.
Yeah, you know, my girls were fine, too. They were just like, bye, and then, like, went straight to the TV to, I think they were playing video games with Steve or something. You know, the lure of the screen is very powerful, and they did not mind that I was leaving either.
No, when you came back, they were just like, oh, hey.
Well, they did greet me with great fanfare when I returned. It was really cute. Like, Cece came running in, mama, 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 I missed you, and Al, too, and stuff. So I got a lot of attention when I returned. That was really
That's good. Augie did run up to me and was excited to see me and gave me a hug. And then he said, what did you bring me?
You're like, free samples from the hotel.
I realized I had nothing because like I've never gone on a trip like that before. So I forgot that that's like a thing you're supposed to do, you know, bring stuff back. So thankfully, I think grandma had some stuff up her sleeve. So she kind of redirected them. She's like, oh, but I have something for you. And I was like, oh
nice. Yes.
So, yeah, all in all, it was very wonderful, and I'm so glad we did that. And I am a little bit, like, craving another one of them.
But... yeah. Do it. Do it.
I mean, you know, budget and time are hard to come by, but we will see. We will see. But definitely I can try to, like, embrace the memory of the Langham Pasadena, right? You know, we can... try to bring some 5-star luxury relaxation into our lives without having to pay 5-star prices.
Sounds like a good plan.
Anyway, that was me. I mean, I feel like it was kind of both of our check-ins, but I'm sure you have something else to talk about. So how was your week?
Yes, that was a big part of my week, too. Probably the highlight of my week. Definitely the highlight of my week. What am I talking about? But my other big news is that Elle had her last day of kindergarten this week.
Already?
Already. I'm like, I cannot even believe it. I can't handle it. It went so fast. I have a first grader now and she won't let me forget it. She's like, I'm a first grader now. And I'm just like, what happened? This year was so weird and so fast. And so that was like a big day.
I feel like time is like speeding up, like it expands and contracts. The pandemic was like this big expansion. Now it's just like so fast.
Yeah. 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 It's like, let's expand the real boring part of life where you're stuck at home doing nothing. And then, you know, yeah, zoom, zoom, zoom through the other stuff.
I feel like there's a correlation there, though. How much time spent like zoom, zoom, zooming around.
Yeah.
Zoom, zoom, zooms the time. But anyway.
Yeah, true.
Okay. So did she have like a graduation or something like that? Or do they do a celebration?
No, her school doesn't do like a kindergarten culmination. I was a little bit jealous because I saw pictures from a lot of other people on Facebook whose kindergartners mm-hmm. got that. Our school didn't. But what we did do is that some parents in class organized a end of the year party at a park near this one student's house. And we all chipped in and rented one of those bounce houses that's like a water slide. And it was
ooh,
awesome. It was so fun. Everyone brought different food. It was like a potluck, you know, and pizza, cupcakes, everything. It was just so fun. And Elle and Cece just lost their freaking mind at how like awesome this water slide was. And it was great. I got to meet more parents and meet more kids in her class, which is crazy. Like the last day of school, I finally get to meet some of the kids.
Right.
But yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful celebration.
I love this idea of like everyone chipping in and doing like a potluck party. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so low stakes that way, you know, and you can mm-hmm. really do a lot. That's awesome. Okay, yeah. Question. Did you see a big like difference in her through the year, like in her skills, abilities, maturity?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Her skills, absolutely. Like she's learning math and reading and, you know, English, like, wow. Because I didn't really teach her a lot before she started kindergarten, right? Because she wasn't in pre-K or preschool because it shut down because of the pandemic. So she didn't get that academic stuff actually at school. And I tried. I was like, I'm going to set up a preschool and teach my daughter. And I just couldn't follow through. So she just learned it all in kindergarten. I was like, you know, she didn't need to be prepped because kindergarten is so good at teaching these kids things. She can read now, like I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
She loves math. I did a little board for her last day of school, like for a photo op, right? It's like mm-hmm. Her name and her school and the last day of school and a couple questions about her, like favorite color or whatever. And one of the questions on the little board was, what I learned this year? And her answer was, intense math.
I saw that. Intense math. It's like, what does that mean? Is this some new Common Core thing? What is intense math?
I know, right? It seems intense to me because it is. It's like Greek to me, the way they learn math now. But I was like, oh, that's interesting. What do you mean? And she's like, I can add 99 plus 1. That equals 100. So, you know, that's what she means. You know, like big, big numbers. But yeah, it's cute. I'm really proud of her.
Super intense.
Super intense math. Oh,
she's so sweet.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Okay, so Cece, she watches her sister go to like big kids school. What does she think about it? Is she excited to go to school? Like, does she know the difference between her preschool and kindergarten, or does she think she's like doing the same thing?
She definitely knows that she's going to be going to Elle's school in a couple years, and that they'll be at the same school. So I think she's really excited about it. Probably doesn't fully grasp it at this moment, but yeah, I think she's looking forward to it.
Oh, another question: does she get to do TK? I think she does, right?
Yeah, in California, I don't know if this is nationwide, but in California, they have TK program, which is like basically like free year of preschool before kindergarten.
Transitional kindergarten, right?
Transitional kindergarten. If your birthday falls before a certain date. And for the longest time, it was like December 7th.
Yeah.
And Cece was born on December 10th, right? So she, I was like, well, she's not going to qualify. So we're going to have to, you know, spend money on another year of preschool for her. Well, like this year, they just changed the dates and moved it back to like February or something. Mm-hmm. So now she qualifies. So next year, she'll be going to that elementary school for TK for free.
Not this fall, but the following fall, right?
Yeah. Once she turns 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Augie is the same. I thought for sure he wasn't going to get it because it was like a December date. But now I think it's February 10th or something like that, or February 8th. Mm-hmm. And so both my boys will qualify. So it's like saving that money.
Yes, it's so awesome. That's so, so, so cool.
All right.
But yeah, that's like our big check-in for the week. And Elle will be starting summer camp soon. She has a week off to do nothing, which she's very excited about.
Chill out.
Chill out. She's going to chill hard.
She's got to decompress after that very stressful year of intense math.
Yes, yes, exactly. And then she'll start summer camp, and I'm sure I'll check in on whatever that's going to be like later. But for now, should we move on to our special segment?
Yeah.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. All right, we are back, and our special segment this week is Never Have I Ever, that old drinking game that you remember from college. But this is the parenting edition, where we get to tell each other some things we never thought we'd do, but we do now because we've got kids. Shauna, I love this game. I think it's fun. It's not really a game. We just tell each other.
Yeah.
But it is fun to listen to. So, Shauna, what's your first Never Have I Ever?
Never have I ever had a panty liner stuck on my eyes. Can you drink to that one, Laura? Have you had a panty liner stuck on your eyes?
Not on my eyes, but I have had Augie like find some and be like, what are these? And want to like play with them and peel them apart and stick them to things. But he's never gotten it on my eyes. So,
oh my God. They love them, right? They're basically like giant stickers.
Yes.
Yeah, they love them. So here's the situation. So Cece was having a massive meltdown at breakfast. As she does. And I was like, oh man, I really gotta stop this meltdown. And so I used my whisper technique.
Oh, yeah.
To try to let her in on some kind of little secret, to try to help bring her out of the meltdown. But I did not know what to tell her about. Like, I had nothing. I was just like, oh, Cece, I need to tell you something. And she's like, what? I'm like, I need to show you something. She's like, what? Where? And I'm like, follow me. And I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing here? Whatever. And so she's still like whimpering, but, you know, curious. And so she follows me and I go into the bathroom and there's a cabinet that's full of all kinds of weird stuff, shower caps, random kids' bath toys, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, I'll show her something in here as if it's like wonderful. And so I open up the cabinet and I'm like, have you ever seen this? And I showed her like a kid's shower cap. And she's like, yeah, yeah, I've seen that. She was not impressed at all about the shower cap. And I was like, fail, damn it. And then I saw a package of panty liners and I was like, oh, Cece, what about this? And I pull out the package and I like open one up and show her how it's like a sticker. Mm-hmm. And of course she was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And she starts taking them out and like, you know, opens one up and like sticks it on my leg. And I'm like, oh, haha, you stuck it on my leg. And then it became a game. And the next thing I know, she's like unsticking all of them, putting them all over my body, on my face, on my eyes. And like her meltdown is done. Yay. And we were like laughing. And I just had panty liners stuck all over me, including right on my eyeballs. Well, not on my eyeballs. Eyelids.
That's good. I mean, to be fair, they're very clean, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're going to get something stuck all over you, it seems like a good thing.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that sounds like a mom win, not a never have I ever.
It did turn into a mom win. I was really happy that, you know, it stopped the meltdown. It did make a big mess, but, you know, you got to like weigh the pros and cons of like every choice you make as a parent, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And I would much rather clean up some sticky panty liners all over the bathroom and all over the house, right? Like, because then Elle got in on it and she wanted to stick some. So they were like everywhere. I was like finding them on the corner on the wall a couple days later.
Oh my gosh. The things we do.
I know. So anyway, that's my first Never Have I Ever. What do you got for us?
Never have I ever considered bribing Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. I'm like, the guy playing Spider-Man on Hollywood Boulevard or what?
All right. So this is the scene. Do you remember from, I don't know, a couple months back, I was talking about how I took Augie to a park and there was a like Star Wars themed birthday party happening and someone was making blasters and lightsabers out of balloons,
oh,
right?
Right. Yeah. And he did not like that he could not get in on it.
Yeah, he couldn't have one. It made him really, really sad. Okay, so fast forward a little bit. There was a festival going on in a local park, Garfield Park in South Pasadena. It used to be really close to our old house, but it's still not too far. And it looked really cute. There were going to be like bounce houses and all kinds of activities. And I thought, oh, what a fun outing for us and the kids. So we went and we were having a blast. And as the day is winding down, I notice that there is a stand where someone is doing balloons. Sculptures, balloon animals, balloon whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Including balloon swords. And Augie sees this and he's like, I want a balloon animal. I want a balloon animal. I was like, okay, we'll go get in line. So we go get in line. And it turns out there's only one person making all these like balloon creations. And that person is Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Or some 20-something.
That's so random.
Dressed as Spider-Man. It's okay. Random, but also much more exciting for Augie. Like this ramps up his excitement, right? Because like he get to have like a balloon sword. You could decide there was like swords or dogs or whatever. 100% he wanted the sword. But not only could he get the balloon sword, but he could get it from Spider-Man. And he loves Spider-Man.
That's exciting.
Yeah, super exciting. Okay, so we're getting in line. It's towards the end of the day. We knew that the festival was like ending at 2 o'clock or whatever it was. And it was like 1:50, right? And we got in line and we waited there for a couple minutes. And then somebody who worked for the festival, like a park employee, walks by and is like, just so everyone knows, we're shutting down all these activities exactly at 2 o'clock. So if you're in line, he's like, if you're in line and it's 2 o'clock, we're sorry. Like you may not want to wait in line because you may not get to the front. Like we can't make any exceptions. And they came around and said this like a couple times, right?
Uh-huh.
And so my anxiety is through the roof, Shauna, because I'm just like,
oh, no.
You know, like we have about 10 minutes to get up there, but there are a lot of people in line and there's people getting in line behind us. And I'm like doing this like, you know, a beautiful mind math, you know, like calculating the trajectory and figuring out how many kids are in front of us. And of course, like right when we got there, we arrived like simultaneously with this other mom and her kid. And I was like, oh, you go. It's OK. You go ahead. You know, like I let someone go ahead of me. Right. So I was like,
nice.
Oh, fuck. It's nice. And it turns out she was kind of a jerk because like she spent the whole time bad mouthing all like the employees at the festival, like saying that they were doing everything wrong. I know. And I was just like, lady, they're like, it was a, you know, South Pasadena Parks and Recreation Festival. Like these people are government employees. They're not getting paid big bank to be here, you know, give them a break. But anyway, so I'm freaking out. I'm holding Augie and he's just like, Mama, I want a balloon. I was like, and I'm trying to like prepare. I'm like, honey, did you hear the guy? There's a chance we might not get to the front. Do you really want to stay or do you want to go do something else before the end? No, I want to stay. I want a balloon. I'm like, okay. And I'm like trying to like role play with him how he's going to feel if we get cut off and don't get to the front. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I'm just like in full like mom protective mode being like, my baby deserves a balloon, you know, like it's so bad. All right. So like I'm watching the clock ticking down. We're getting closer to the front. So we're like three people from the front. There's like 2 minutes left. I'm like, fuck, I don't know if this is going to work. And then I was just thinking, I wonder how much I would have to pay Spider-Man by Venmo just to get him to make one more balloon. Like, I don't have any cash, so I can't bribe him under the table, but I could be like, dude, you're like in your 20s dressing up as Spider-Man making like balloon sculptures at parties. Like, I could slip you a little something on Venmo, right? Like, you would accept a 10, a 20, maybe? Just to
were you really thinking of 20? Would you go so high as 20 for a balloon sword?
I was thinking 5'10", but look, I mean, you just allowed Cece to put pads all over your body to avoid a meltdown. This was going to be like the meltdown of all meltdowns. It is worth $20 to not have like a completely bereft and emotionally like destroyed child leaving the park, right?
Yeah.
So I was ready. I like had my phone out. I was like going to be like, hey, man, I'll Venmo you. Like, what do you want? Like, And so then it's like 1 minute left and Spider-Man looks up and he's like pointing and he's like, you and you. And he pointed us are going to get balloons. Everyone else, I'm sorry, we have to stop. And I was just like,
yay.
It was so close, Shauna. We were the last people to get balloons.
Oh, my God.
I was ready to pay Spider-Man.
You were. I kind of wish like you had. I'd love to see like how that would play out.
What the going rate for
yeah
illicit balloon was. Yeah. But it all worked out.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm so glad he got his sword.
I'm going to send you a post-balloon sword photo so you can see how worth it would have been.
Oh, okay. Aw, he looks very happy. That sword looks about as tall as he is.
yeah.
So very exciting. I'm glad he got his sword.
Me too. And it only popped the next day.
Oh, that's good. Hey,
yeah, actually,
hey,
it
is
good.
Really good.
And we had prepped him. We're like, it's not supposed to last forever, you know. So he was actually okay with it.
Wow, you do a good job mentally preparing him for disasters, Laura. I'm impressed.
Thank you. All right. So, do you have another never have I ever for us?
I do. Never have I ever had my house smell like a dead rat, but it wasn't a dead rat.
Ooh, I can drink to that. Absolutely.
Yes. Awesome. Or not awesome. I mean,
no,
it's not
awesome.
Fun to
no.
have your house stink. So we occasionally do get dead rats like in the mm-hmm. attic. And the attic entrance is like right in Cece's closet. I think I've talked about rats before on the show. And, you know, when they die and it's hot, it smells so gross. It's just like, ugh, right? And so
yeah.
this smell was emanating from the girls' rooms. It was nondescript, the location. It was just like horrible, rotting, dead smell. And I like stuck my nose in Cece's closet. And I'm like, I don't think it's coming from up in the attic, but I don't know. And I like called the exterminators and had them scheduled to come out and check. And this was going on for days. I'm like, what is going on? Like the exterminators came, didn't find any dead
yeah.
rats up there. Like, oh my God, what is going on? And like, finally, I'm like, okay, I got to sniff this out. Literally, what is happening? And so I start sniffing around Elle's room, like, what is dead in here? Like, terrified of what I'm going to find, like moving aside all her stuffed animals and toys and not finding anything. And then I get closer to mm-hmm. her bookshelf and I'm like, okay, it's smelling worse over here. And I get closer and closer and she has her trash can, her like little waste basket on top of like the book. Case. And I'm like, oh my God, it's really bad in here. And I stick my face in the waste basket and take a whiff, like way too big of a whiff.
No.
And I almost like, I gag for sure. I'm like, oh my God, what the? Something is in here. And I'm like, put on gloves and I like start taking tissues out and all this stuff. Laura, it was a decomposing grape.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, that's what was smelling so bad. Like it smelled like death. There was no dead animals. It was just some grape that my kid tossed in her trash can.
One grape?
Yes.
Wow, that must have like had a real bacteria colony going on there.
Yeah, it did. So I'm here to say, don't let your kids throw anything fresh into their trash cans in their rooms because it can be really bad. But yeah, I threw it away. I cleaned out the trash can and the smell was gone.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I was just like, you know, I would never throw grapes in my wastebasket in my room, right? Like I would never throw any fresh food in there, just tissues and stuff. But kids don't know.
Yeah, the tissues, like it probably like soaked up, like got the tissues all wet and then the whole thing became its own little like habitat. It was probably fermenting in there. So glad you brought the exterminator out.
Yeah. So glad we paid for that. Oh, God. Life as a parent. Why did your house mysteriously smell like dead rats?
Oh, God. Because I decided to cook shrimp, apparently.
Yeah, but shrimp doesn't inherently smell like dead rats. Shrimp is yummy.
It doesn't, except for if you shell on shrimp and then you use the shells to make like a quick stock. And then instead of like disposing of the shells in a proper like lidded trash can, you just put them in the unlidded trash can that just got installed in your like kitchen cabinet. And you're like, you haven't used it long enough to realize that you shouldn't put stinky things in there. Like, legitimately, I thought something had died. I thought a skunk had died under our house because we suspect that there's a skunk living under our house.
Uh-huh.
And like, so did Corey. But then I like opened all the windows and turned the fans on and then it didn't come back. And I was like, oh, must have been the shrimp.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Ew. You are so ambitious to make shrimp stock out of old shrimp skins? What, Martha Stewart here. Oh my God, that wouldn't even cross my mind.
Okay, so anyway, I'll just real quick tell you about it. So I tend to buy the shell on shrimp because like they're a little more flavorful and they're cheaper and they were on sale at Whole Foods. And I did this after the kids had gone to bed. Like, usually Corey and I will eat with them, but some nights we just, like, don't want chicken nuggets, you know? So, and I had this shrimp I had to use. So I use a pair of scissors to, like, cut off the back, and it deveins it at the same time. And then instead of throwing the shells away, you throw them straight into a pot with, like, water. And you, like, simmer it while you're prepping everything. And then if you need to add water to a recipe, you have, like, a little shrimp stock available. So I was making, like, a scampi. And, like, you're supposed to add, like, a little broth or water at the end of the recipe. And, like, instead I added a little of my, like, quick shrimp stock.
And very
so
nice.
There you go. Just dispose of the shells properly. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the takeaway.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. All right. Do you have another Never Have I Ever for us?
I do. Never have I ever asked Siri to play police siren sound effects.
Oh, my God. Why? I assume this is for the kids.
Yes, it was for little Sebastian, the 16-month-old. So we have recently dropped him down to one nap per day, if you recall.
Right.
And the problem with this transition is that any car rides between the hours of like 10 and noon are very dicey. Because of that, because he wants to fall asleep. He was totally trained to fall asleep in the car because during the construction, during the renovation, like I intentionally drove him around to have him nap. So he's just like, okay, car around what I think is nap time. Great. I'm just going to fall asleep. And we're like, no, don't fall asleep because you'll fuck up the rest of our plans. You know, like if you don't, if you sleep in the car, you won't sleep at home. And so the other day we went over to our friend Carrie's house. She has a little daughter that's the same age as Augie. And we were having a great play date. And then it was time to head home and it was about like 11. And he usually goes down like 11:30 or 12 for his nap. So we knew this was risky, right? But we did it anyway. But Corey was with me and I was like, okay, we're all going to work together to keep Sebastian awake. And Corey's basically like poking him on a regular basis and we're like clapping and singing and like tickling him and trying everything.
Oh my God.
And nothing's working. Like Corey's literally tickling him and he's just like smiling as he's drifting off to sleep. And we're like,
no.
So I have noticed that he's so truck obsessed that anytime he hears a siren like anywhere, he's like, tuck, you know, like immediate tuck. And he like perks up. And so I just had this idea. I was like, sirens, we need to hear sirens. So just a real Hail Mary, because I did not know if this would work. I just said like, hey, Siri, play police siren sound effects. And lo and behold, the gods of Spotify smiled down upon us. And there is a 6-minute track that came up of just like ambulances and police sirens and even like radio chatter. And they're all
play
varied.
Play us a clip. I want to hear.
Oh, here's the thing. I would, but I don't want to do this to our listeners. Okay. Like it is, I will link it, but it's just police sirens. And you don't want to hear that unless like you are. Have a reason, right?
Yeah, true.
Like if you're driving right now, you don't need police sirens in your ears, right? But we turned it on and it worked like a charm. The minute it started playing, he like bing opened his eyes really wide and he was like, where is it? Where is it? You know, like looking out the window, looking both directions. Yeah, he's like craning his head forward and looking both directions. And we played into it. We're like, oh, Sebastian, is it over there? Oh, is it? Oh, do you think, you know, when it would get quieter on the track, be like, oh, did you think they went away? Oh, no, they're back. And like the whole way back, I had to have it on loop. But it worked like a charm. So
that is hilarious.
No regrets.
How did Augie react to it? Was he in on the game?
Yeah, he was like, oh, where's the siren? Where's the siren? And he, you know, and then he was sort of like, whatever, over it after a few minutes. But he didn't mind, which is good. Because I could see him being like, too loud or something. But no, he didn't care. I think he was a little zonked, too, from a fun play date.
True.
But yeah, and to be honest, I have favorited it and like downloaded it so that it's on my phone at all times because I don't think this is the last time I'm going to need it.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to use that again. I wish I had thought of that when Cece was a baby and Elle, because same thing. It's like if you drive at the wrong time and they fall asleep, it's trouble.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. So if you're looking for it, it's called Police Siren Sound Effect by Beats by Talent.
They're going to see a real uptick in their plays. It's just parents trying to keep their babies awake.
They thought that they were putting together like sound effects for filmmakers and stuff. No, it's just all parents trying to keep their kids awake.
Oh, sorry, guys.
So, yeah, those were my never have I evers. I think we both have some drinking to do.
Yes, indeed.
Should we take a break and come back with our BFPs and BFNs, though?
Oh, yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners, this episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We're back, and we end every episode with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Laura, you're up first. What do you got for us?
I have a BFP.
Ooh, all right. What is it?
My BFP is a birthday present I got for myself, Shauna.
Ooh, good thinking. Ooh, what could it be?
I treated myself in the treat yourself fashion. I was scrolling through one of my Facebook moms groups, which is like a buy, sell, purge group that I'm in, that like I honestly get like 90% of my kids' clothes and toys from this group at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, it saves money. It's better for the world because, you know, less plastic goes into landfills. It's great, right? Mm-hmm. Love this thing. Gotten so much great stuff from them. And I rarely buy stuff for myself, mostly because I don't see a lot of stuff in my size coming up. But like moms will post their clothes and shoes and stuff. But I just haven't gotten a lot of like clothes for myself or anything for myself on it. You know, a lot of home goods. But like we have enough shit already in our house, you know. So yeah. I've mostly just paid attention to the kids' purges. And they call them purges because they like will sell like 50 items at once and like, you know, post a picture in the comments and someone will claim it, right? Me.
Oh, okay.
But this time I saw that there was like a big old purge happening and something caught my eye and it was a Cricut machine.
Oh, those machines that do cutouts and stuff?
Mm-hmm. They cut, they print. And it wasn't just a Cricut. It was a Cricut Air. And a they call it the Easy Press, which is like this big old iron, basically, that does sublimation or like heat transfer printing. And I have been wanting. Oh, and I should say that I always thought it was called a CriCut machine because it's spelled C-R-I-C-U-T. And it wasn't until I started watching YouTube like tutorials that I was like, oh, it's called a Cricut. It's a Cricut. I'm like, but it cuts. So why is it? Anyway.
Play on words.
Play on words. And I've been wanting one of these forever, but had like no reason to get one. But as a person who is a collector, a connoisseur of crafting things, like I've wanted one for so long because there's so much you can do with them. You can like make these like vinyl. You can do screen printing by like making a vinyl screen, you know, like a vinyl like template to put on a screen for screen printing. You can do like make T-shirts. You can make mugs. You can do all kinds of stuff. It was there was just the possibilities are endless, Shauna. But I never could like get it together. I could never justify the price and all this stuff. But anyway, like 3 days before my birthday, this purge comes up and I see it's like ultimate Cricut bundle. It has a heat press. It has the machine. It has like a ton of vinyl, all these tools. So I like commented and I was like, following for that Cricut, it's my 40th birthday and I want to treat myself. Oh. And usually you like have to like watch the purge. And once they post, you have to be like the first person to get it.
Oh, so stressful. Okay,
so stressful. Yeah. And I was doing that during a bedtime routine. I was like doing Augie's bedtime routine. And I knew that the purge was going on. And I was like, mommy's just going to look at her phone for a little bit. You keep playing because I want to try to get this thing. But luckily, the woman was so nice. She was like, dibs to the birthday girl, Laura Bierick. So I didn't have to like jump on it, even
Yay,
though I did.
Awesome.
And she was selling this bundle for like a third of what it costs new, like maybe a quarter of what it costs new.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. And I was like, I'm sure this is in good condition. Usually when you're buying from other moms, they're all like friends of friends, right? So like, you know, people aren't getting screwed over really in these groups. So I was like, great, I'll get this great lightly used machine and I'll be able to learn how to do it without having to invest like so much money. So I was like, screw it, I'm buying it. And so exciting. So I went to open it the other day to like do my first project. And I was pleasantly surprised to discover it's brand new, Shauna.
What?
She had never opened it. It had all the original packaging, the stickers all in place, like everything. It was brand new. And I messaged her. I was like, oh my God, I had no idea this was new. She's like, yeah, enjoy. I'm so glad you got it. And I was like, I want to ask you a million questions about why you have this expensive machine but never used it. But I didn't because I was like, I don't want to know. I just wanted to have it. So I've only had time to make two projects, but I'm like already in love with it. And just want to spend all my time doing Cricut stuff.
Yeah. And are you going to make some Big Fat Positive t-shirts?
You know, I originally thought that my first project should be like a Big Fat Positive mug, but I was having trouble with like the logo that we have. Like I decided I needed to like pare back my expectations and just do something simple for my first project. Like type something out in a font and hit print instead of like create my own custom SVG with two colors. Like I go way over, like I'm extra with fucking crafting. So I was like, just learn how to use the machine first and then like go big. But yeah, I kind of want to make some like special merch.
Yes. OMG. I want one. Yeah.
Well, if you play your cards right, you could get a BFP shirt from me. Maybe.
Yes. Or mug or whatever. That's
but
awesome.
But yeah, that is my BFP. I treated myself to a fun crafting machine and I'm so happy about it.
Good. That sounds like you've had a great birthday all in all. Like from the party to the Langham to your Cricut machine. Sounds good.
You know, I did. I have to say I did have a great birthday. I feel like I kind of took the milestone birthday as an excuse to really celebrate myself and just do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that much, you know? I find myself putting myself last on the list a lot. And, you know, not because anyone does that to me. It's because I do that to myself. And, you know, there's a lot of societal expectations for moms to put themselves last as well. But this time I was like, nah, it's my 40th birthday. I'm going to do what I want. And, you know, 5 stars, would recommend.
Funny how, like, things turn out great when we do what we want. You know, I have a birthday coming up. It's not a milestone birthday by any means. And I think I might just follow your lead. I mean, why not? Why does it have to be something that comes around once every 10 years, right? Maybe I'll just try same thing for myself this year.
I think you should. Do you have plans yet? Like, we haven't even talked about it. I've been so focused on my own birthday. I haven't even thought about your birthday.
We're planning to go to Redondo Beach and stay in the beach house that we stayed in last year and do a little beach weekend. So that's the only thing on the docket right now. But, you know, maybe I'll celebrate for like 2 weeks, a month.
Ooh, yes.
My friend Melissa celebrates birthday fortnights. It's full 2 weeks of birthday celebrations.
I know people who do birthday months. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So that was my BFP. Shauna, I am curious. Did you buy a fancy new crafting machine this week, or do you have something else to share with us?
No crafting machines over here, but I have been using my hands, and it is a BFP.
Okay. Please tell.
Okay. So I have been doing some big time yard work and gardening in the backyard, which is something I don't normally do. I mentioned before that we're doing a lot of stuff with the house, right? New roof painting. We're planning on like redoing the front yard, all this stuff. So all that stuff takes a lot of money, and we don't really like have enough left over to do some work in the backyard. So I'm taking it upon myself to beautify this part of my yard that's like this bank of trees that have been neglected for years. And they are like in this bank of dirt that just have like weeds and ugly plants growing in them, and like trees that definitely are growing just because like a seed fell probably like 6 years ago and it's like growing in a weird place. You know, I got a bunch of that crap. And I like, you know, I have this vision of what I want this area to look like. I want to plant like a ground cover. I want to like plant some shade flowers underneath the trees and like get edging and make, you know, just like make it look nice. So I've got a creative vision, which always jazzes me up like super duper big time. So I've got this vision, and I went out there this week, and I have been doing yard work for hours. Like I did it for like 5 hours the other day.
Oh my God.
I got my tools. I am like just jamming them into the dirt, pulling up these plants. There's this one plant. It's called like asparagus fern or something like that.
We have asparagus fern. It's a pain in the ass.
It's like very pokey and like has red berries at certain times of the year that are like toxic. I fucking hate this plant. It is so invasive. It like I've always hated it. It's like bright green, but it's just wily. It's out of control. And I'm like, I need it out of here. And so I have been, this is like my real BFP. I have been rage gardening, Laura. It is bananas. It's like I am out there with like my gardening fork, like digging it into the ground on the roots of this thing. And I'm like, come on, motherfucker. Come on, you motherfucking piece of shit. I'm like, oh my God, I hope my kids aren't hearing me. I have cursed at these plants so many times. The thing about them is their roots, like they don't just grow in one spot. If you try to pull it up, the roots like are spread all out on the ground. And when you pull one up, it's like you're pulling it up like 3 feet, right? Across the dirt. And it comes up with all these like bulbs stuck to the root. And they're like gross. I just hate them so much. Like they look like withered testicles. Like have you ever been to the body exhibit? You know what I'm talking about? It looks like the dried testicles of the deceased. Like no offense to the deceased, but I hate
no offense to the deceased. waste.
I hate the plants so much that I really hate these bulbs. Like, I'm just like, you making my job difficult. So I'm like yanking these out, ripping them out. I feel murderous. Like, I feel like I'm murdering something. And it's just like nice to get that rage out.
Well, it sounds like you found an alternative to the $200 an hour rage room, which is a free asparagus fern that grows rhizomatically in your backyard. And so it'll take forever to yank that thing up. Like, you are destroying something for good.
Yes. Yes, I am.
It's constructive destruction.
Because, you know, I've got this vision. I'm like, once this motherfucker's gone, it's, you know, I'm going to be able to plant something nice here. And it's not like I have one of these, right? I've got like a 40 or 50 foot bank in my backyard, and these things are everywhere. They're just like all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not done. I've got so many more to do. And yeah, I don't know. It's just nice to like get my body doing something that's going to have a nice outcome, I think, and get energy and rage out. And yeah, so that's like my BFP. It's random, but I like it.
No. It's like the best of everything. You're outside. Like, it's all these things they tell you to do to deal with stress and anxiety all balled up into one. You get to like physically do work. You get to be outside. You get to like do something productive. You're crossing things off your to-do list. Like, now I want to go attack my asparagus fern in my side yard.
Is it in your side yard?
Yeah, it's like along that fence, the chain link fence.
Okay.
And Sebastian keeps walking up to it, trying to grab it, and then going, because it's like pokey, right? And so I try to pull it out when I can, but I don't have a lot of time. But I think when Sebastian is like puttering around the yard, I bet I could pull some up.
Yeah. Do it. It's frustrating, but it's satisfying, especially when you get a root that's like comes up pretty easily and it's just like, I feel like I'm pulling the entrails out of like a skeleton or something, like a mummy. It's just like this long row of roots with bulbs. It's crazy. So do it. I have one in my front yard that I need to tackle next. I can't wait to get rid of that one. Anyway, okay. So that's our episode. It was a fun one. But before we wrap it up, I think we need to read a 5-star review. Laura, it's your turn to read one, I think.
Yes, and we have a good one. We actually got a couple 5-star reviews this week. So,
awesome.
We will have to spread them out. So this one is from someone that goes by Dr. Devin 4. The title is The Best Lighthearted But Real Momming Podcast, 5 stars. I found the show when I was around 10 weeks pregnant. I learned so much and laughed so hard through a rough pregnancy, and it was so awesome to do it alongside these real life and real funny moms going through the exact same stages. I recommend it to all my newly pregnant mom friends and moms in general. I wish there were more podcasts like this one, because one episode a week isn't enough, but so thankful these ladies still make time to do it weekly whilst in the throes of parenting. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. And thank you for telling all your pregnant friends and parents about the show. That means so much to us.
It does. And it really helps our show.
It really does. And listeners, please do us a favor and leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. It's not just for our own egos. I swear. It is nice to hear what you guys think of us. And it really, like, you know, warms my heart. It's also just to help grow our audience. Reviews are really, really helpful and important for people who are looking for a show. Like, what should I listen to? What should I try out? And when they see that you all love the show and what specifically you like about it, it gets them excited to try and join our BFP family. And we want to spread the love to as many people who want it and need it, because we definitely know there are a lot of pregnant people out there who could use our community. So please do that if you have a moment. And if you would like to tell us what your never have I ever of parenting is recently, please reach out. Laura, where can everyone reach us?
We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always throw a voice memo into there. Just send it to contact at bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And finally, if you want to join a super cool group of people on the internet, just search Facebook for Big Fat Positive Community. It's a private group, so you have to request to join, and make sure you answer those two membership questions so we know you're not a robot. Once you do that, you'll be sent straight through to join in the amazing, awesome, supportive, and wonderful conversations we're having in there.
Our show is produced by Laura Burek, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.